Okay, so this in Parshas Va'era is one of those places where you have a tremendous amount of discussion about Bechira. Obviously, it says Vani Akshas Leif Paro Ve'beis Ososai Ve'smofsai Be'ez Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to harden Paro's heart and continue to give the makis. So the question is, well, Paro is called such a terrible Rasha, and he's seen as such a wicked person. He didn't have much choice. So what do we want from him? That's really kind of the question. And all the Rishonim talk about this. The first piece that we're going to see is the Rambam. Now, in the Sefer, I have the Rambam parallel in Hilchos Teshuva and Shmona Prakim. He says pretty much the same thing. There's not going to be much of a difference. So we'll stick to the Rambam. It's divided in the Sefer piece. But we'll do the Rambam with a Teshuva, and then we'll, if there's any changes, we'll talk about it. Okay, this Rambam is Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Interesting point, anyway, why the Rambam and Hilchos Teshuva is the one who talks about, why is it in Hilchos Teshuva that he talks about Bechira? I would have thought possibly Sariat Torah, but at any rate, in Perek Hei Hilchos Teshuva, is where he brings in the concept of Bechira, and then Perek Vav discusses issues. Psukim harbi yesh b'torah b'divrei Nevi'im she'nirin k'sosin ikazeh. There are many psukim in Torah Nevi'im that look like they contradict the axiom of Bechira. V'nichsholim b'roi v'adam. People make mistakes in it. V'yal al-daita mehem. They're under the impression HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on them as a surah tov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on people, whether to do bad or good. V'she'ein liba she'odem masaloi la'toysoi l'chol ha'shiyotza. And maybe people do not have the ability to choose right or wrong. So we'll skip the piece on Shmona Prakim. And this is just, I guess, it's very parallel to what he's going to say now in the Rama. I'm going to tell you a big ikar, which will shed light on all those psukim. When a person does an aveira, or many people do an aveira, and the one doing the aveira does an aveira willingly, understandingly, royally paramenu, so he needs to be punished. Kadosh Baruch Hu yodeh echifra. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who knows appropriately how to punish. Yesh chet shadin noisin shenifram alechet v'olam hazeh. There's some averus where it's appropriate to punish him in this world. Begufoy b'mayne b'anam aktanim. With his guf, with his money, or with his children. Shebonav shal odam aktanim shem b'em das v'legil ha mitzvahs k'nyanahim. Children that are too young, don't have das yet, don't have themselves mitzvahs and averis, are considered, they go with the parents, with the father. In other words, whatever the father does, good or bad, they may be swept up in his punishment. Uksiv ish b'chata yamas at she'ase ish. There are some averis where the appropriate way to punish him is olam haba. Ve'ein la'ovel of shum nezik b'olam hazeh, and nothing in this world he shouldn't have any problems in this world. Ve'yeshchet shenifrem men b'olam hazeh ulolam haba, and there are some averis that we exact revenge in this world and the world to come. By medra amor and bizar shas tshuva. Avim masit tshuva, a tshuva kedushin afanas, tshuva always works. O kesheim shalom chayte medayte betzoyne, kacho is tshuva betzoyne. And the Rambam says, you know, it's logical because just like a person is doing averis willingly, so he does tshuva willingly. So there's a certain level of counterbalance. I chose you wrong. I chose to retract it, so it's as good. In other words, since what's wrong about the aveira is that I'm choosing to do bad, now that I'm choosing to do good, it means my mind and my seichel and my das are good. It's possible a person who's such a big avera, this is tshuva itself is a gift, because as soon as a person in avera willfully and knowingly, he is deserves a punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed for tshuva. That's not the same. It's a second step, and therefore there are times when the gzar din is that he not be able to do tshuva. Not be able meaning not that if he does it won't be accepted. It just he won't have the presence of mind, the opportunity, any one of the above to do tshuva. I will harden the people's hearts. They humiliated the prophets. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very angry at them. Ad le'ein marpe. Until it reached a point where there was no cure. Klema. So the Rambam says, it doesn't mean there was no cure in absolute sense of the word. There's always, tshuva always, always, always works. But klema. Choter b'tzayin avir b'lef shaya. Ad shen ischayvu limnoa men atshuva she'a marpe. That became the gzar din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu withhold tshuva from them. Lefika kosa b'teira v'ani achazik as leif pari. Lefi shechota me'atzme t'chila. V'heira l'yisrael garam b'aratzai. Because he did averis himself, and he did better to Yisrael. Sh'nei ma'ahoven ischak m'loi. Nosan hadin limnoya tshuv menu ashenif menu. So the din was that there wouldn't be tshuva. Lefika chizuk ha'tshbaruch as libay. So that itself was the punishment. So the point that Rambam is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the not doing tshuva, the hardening the heart, was not prior to the gzar din of Einish. That itself was the gzar din of Einish. So he says. Let's skip over to the next page of 326. V'loma hoye sheleach lebiad Moshe. Now the Rambam and Shmuel Prokem only adds over here that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the only one who knows the weight of the punishments. Why a particular person punishment is X, why a particular person it is that he shouldn't do tshuva. That's something that we can't ask. We don't have any grasp of the details. But at least we understand the big picture is that the inability to do tshuva was part of the onish. Now, the Rambam asks a question, an obvious question. V'loma yashach b'yat Moshe v'yom yishlach v'asei tshuva. V'ko omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atem ha'shaleach. Shnei v'ata v'adach yadati v'olam avutzoi sematicha. We have this whole game. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Paro, you got to do tshuva. And Paro says, no way. And you got to do tshuva, I'll hit you again. If he knew that he had removed from the ability to do tshuva, why was this going on? So he says, Kidei lo idea leboy oilom, shebizman shemane HaKadosh Baruch Hu tshuva lechoyte, and yochol lashuv al yomis berisha shasa betlos yitzayne. To teach us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu deprives someone from doing tshuva, nothing will help. So even if he has such an incentive to tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withhold from him. V'chein b'sichon, if he avayne shahoy eloi, neschayev l'monim en ha-tshuva, sichon also, shnema, kik shashem ha-kechas rucha, v'imit z'lobovoi. V'chein ha-knanim, l'fi tevasei monim en ha-tshuva, ha-tshoz mucham Yisrael, shnema, kim eis ha-shem oiz ha-chazeg s'libom, v'kats mucham Yisrael, l'man ha-chrimi. So here, v'mfush ha-pazin Yeshua, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a thought in that they should go and fight Yisrael, even though it was disaster, in order to take away the land. If you should have shown money some Hamarim of Shreya Chuva. Shinema, it says, Va'ata Siboisim Acharanis. So when Leo told the Kach Baruch Hu, you've turned their hearts against backwards. Kalema, Monatim and Achuva, you stopped doing Chuva. Nims is Oime. So if that's true, you're in other words, what you're saying is, Shleigaza Kelo Parlar Yisrael. La sichel aktabaretz v'lakan lahasiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't goyiz on paro to be mshavet in Yisrael and sichel to be choy to baretz and so on. V'lo Yisrael laverakum al bekulon chotem e'atzmon. So neschayv l'nan ha'tshuva. So they all did averis on their own, and Kadosh Baruch Hu simply removed from them the ability to do tshuva, psychological ability to do tshuva. Now what's a little bit problematic with this is the reason why he took away why he kept badging them is to show them sort of to display to the world that even a person's own chira is God given, and this sort of feeds back what he says or shus the sunah biyadam, that when a person does an avera, what he's stating is that I can decide the way I feel, and God can't tell me what to do. So Akadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a situation where we desperately need to do something, and we don't have the ability to do it. Because Hashem is not letting us do it. Now, basically, in the Shmona Prakim, he says very similar to this. No big chiddush. Now, there's a Rabbi Nell's comment on page 327, who comments on this and has a problem. He says the Rambam was bothered by the question, well, why did he pick only certain balaveres to stop the bechir from doing tshuva? And he says, He says he doesn't like the terutz that was given, that Kach Baruch wants to have them become worse, doesn't think it's right, and he has a few different terutzim. I have three answers that I think are good. One, atshuva yishani, ki kvar yischayev odom bekama oinshim v'yisurim, v'mashachot yagad ha'mokim baruch hu, v'yinotzim yishol shashem sa'at ma'isa. When you sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is tshuva. V'kumay sha'oma erpa m'shuvosim ha'avim nedova k'shav api menu. He says there are other avers being adam lechaveiroi, that if you do it, it doesn't help you. So he says, hine imkein atshuva tol be'etzem yosavon shavon ha'mokim. So first thing he says is tshuva does not help on the adam lechaveiroi. Now, strange derai over here brings. He says because who would be an idiot if you killed somebody, that if you see they're coming to kill you, that you're going to do tshuva? Well, what about if you live with an erva? What about if you open up a zera? I mean, everybody will do it. What is the? I mean, I don't see this at all as being a distinction between Adam Chaver and Adam Mako. And he says, "Para lo levat chotel elayhim be'munasay nifsad esagam yisolos chamis gadol." So Para sinned against Chayisol, that's Adam Lechaveroi, and therefore it was mechuyev that he would tshuva wouldn't work on that. It is true in halacha that you need to be Ratzach Haveroi. He's not saying that. He's saying the raya brings is that anybody, if he did Navera Benanu Havere, would be mispires if he knew that he would, other than that, he'd be punished. So I don't know. It's a problem after Bar Mel, but that's, so one shot of Bar Mel is this Anu Havere Malakim. And the Allah is like that. Benanu Malakavere, and you have to be mirat to him. If you, even if you do tshuva, it's not nimchol, to not mirat. Two. A tshuva shein is he. Shehine hamishpot hayoshev adina baruhu, shenev sachatasi tomus. Mishakol odom yikavu gumaisim to lura. V'omnam tshuva sa tshuva yicheset onim akeis baruch. Miyuchud lamonach se Yisrael. So he says, his second teretz is that tshuva is not inherently part of the process of bechira. For instance, if let's say I have I date myself, I have a typewriter, and I can type anything I want, but once typed, erasing it is not at all muchach. Today with a word processor, yes. Today with a computer, we can delete. But in the old days, your choice was either retype, use whiteout, which was, you know, whiteout. But there's nothing in Bechira that dictates the effectivity of tshuva. You have a choice. You can do good, you can do bad. Second chances are, it's like in law. You know, a judge has some discretion to say, you know, I really, really think it might change, but it's not at all anchored in midas hadin. It's other considerations. So best, you know, for the good of society, for the good of this, for the good of that. But tshuva itself is a special chesed, and taking away a person's ability to do tshuva is not in any way preventing the din. Shenev shechoytas, if all tshuva is a tshuva chesed, miyuch lamay til sezor, shebi yesh nas ashkocha pratis, so he says, Ramanel has to do with ashkocha pratis, b'chol eish yeshuva lo v'yikor lo v'chol vam v'chol nafsham, yishem v'yani. And that's on Dovid Amal said, kimi goy godl, v'atzah lecho mutzaucha, shuv yisrah Hashem alekecha, efer shuvosam, and so on. But he says other nations, tshuva won't help them because they're David Zara. So they're certainly not going to get the special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of tshuva. Now, the one thing that I guess is problematic with this point in terms of what the Rambam says, so I understand that there would be a reason why he doesn't let them do tshuva. The mashmos in Rambam is he's telling him, listen, I've taken away his bechira. And now you're going to go and 10 times ask him to do X, Y, and Z. Each time he's going to say no, and each time you'll whack him for it. But he was already in a mode when he had no, chira. So why would we keep whacking him? Now whack him on what happened before, that he made them avad him and killed him, and so on and so forth. That makes sense. Because that he had the chira for. He wants to do tshuva now, we don't let him. Fine. That's also, that I also understand. But this combination over here of, you know, mixing the two, that's hard to understand. And to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now take up Bechira, and we now have punishments coming, hey, you didn't listen to Dam, get some Sfardim. You didn't listen to Sfardim, get some Kinim, and so on. So that's the second point. I'm not sure about that also. The third one. HaTshuva HaShlish is VeYosechoy Bein, and Barbara says he feels this is the real tshuva. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of injected him with a magic, sort of heart hardening portion. His heart was hardened. So he says, Ichbalati doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected some sort of heart hormone that hardens your heart. Rather, Paro's own attitude, the Ichbalati Paro means that Paro himself was had hardened himself, and Akash Baruch was giving Makis in a way that he could still remain hard-hearted. So Lamashal, if I give a person choices, but his mindset is such that he's not going to like these choices. I mean, there was no lack of bechir. Parak could have chosen differently, but he was so caught up with his desire to be a god and all powerful and not listen that he just fixated on it. So he wasn't, technically, it was part of his problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody else that would not have become so hard-hearted would have done tshuva. He himself had made us out that way, and therefore, so could had HaKadosh Baruch Hu done the same mak over and over again, he might have felt that this is something which is, you know, real, and he has to give in. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mak in a way where he could mislead himself, but the misleading is all his own. And that's where he made them, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention was not in changing him or taking his bechira, but rather in the type of makas he gave and the type of the frequency and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.